AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. There is a frantic effort going on in Syria and Turkey to find survivors of a devastating earthquake that has killed more than 5,000 people. Joseph Borrell is with the European Union.
I think that we have to remember the victims and the brave rescue workers who have been working, are still working around the clock to find survivors. Many of them come from European Union countries.
More than 8,000 people have been pulled from the debris in Turkey alone, and some 380,000 have taken refuge in government shelters or hotels. Police say a man suspected in a mass shooting in Central Florida last month was shot and killed by a police officer following a long chase and a carjacking. Grady Judd is the Polk County Sheriff.
We didn't choose to shoot him. He chose for us to shoot him with his conduct. And you're not allowed to run from the police and try to carjack people who have just finished lunch at a restaurant and then drive directly at the police and think anything other is going to happen to you.
Alex Green was killed. This happened in Winter Haven, Florida, near Lakeland, where 11 people were injured late last month. Police in Milwaukee say an officer chased down a robbery suspect and was shot and killed in an exchange of gunfire. The suspect also died from a gunshot wound. Another intruder has breached the home of Air Force One, one of the nation's most sensitive military bases, and this time a resident opened fire on the trespasser at Joint Base Andrews outside Washington. The trespasser was apprehended. Russian shelling damaged a hospital and apartment buildings in Ukraine, while military analysts express skepticism about the potential impact of what Kyiv says is a brewing Moscow offensive around the anniversary of the invasion. This is AP News. The secrets of a glittering golden Egyptian mummy have been uncovered without disturbing the occupant. The mummy is called the Golden Boy.
He was a boy aged 14 years, well-preserved body and well-mummified.
Radiology professor Sahar Salim at Cairo University says the mummy is about 2,300 years old. CT scans help them get a better look at it.
There were 49 amulets. The arrangement of the amulets in three columns were really very unique and not seen before.
Some of the amulets are made of gold, a sign of the boy's social status. Researcher Sarah Ahmed Abdulaziz says CT scans help preserve the mummy.
You can now have a piece of amulet based off one that is in a mummy in your hand, 3D printed, without removing anything.
Researchers say a gold tongue amulet was put inside the boy's mouth so that he could speak in the afterlife. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.